Hello, friend. There is a saying that goes, "Be still like a mountain and flow like a great river." This phrase captures the essence of equanimity by combining qualities of stability and adaptability. Equanimity is a state of mental calmness, composure, and evenness of temper. It allows you to remain centered and balanced, regardless of external circumstances and difficult situations. And it involves letting go. Reminding yourself that it's okay to let go is essential in this process. Letting go is a fundamental practice in cultivating equanimity, as it helps release attachments to desired outcomes, accept the transient nature of life, manage negative emotions, focus on the present moment, and foster compassion. These elements together contribute to a balanced, peaceful state of mind. Just as a mountain stands firm despite weather changes, and a river flows around obstacles to continue its journey, you too can find inner balance amidst life's ups and downs. Let go of that which weighs you down and adapt to challenges without losing your composure. So for today's meditation, you will practice cultivating your equanimity. And so our journey begins. Take a few deep breaths, inhaling equally slowly through your nose and exhaling gently through your mouth. Let each breath bring you a sense of calm and presence. Breathing in and breathing out. Envision your soul arriving and balancing itself within your body, moving equally from head to toe, left to right, and front to back. Be balanced. Be still. Be centered. Envision your breath expanding your awareness as it creates space for something new. Here there is room for anything and everything. Force nothing away. Imagine a serene and clear lake. Its surface is calm and undisturbed. This lake represents your inner state of equanimity, your inner peace, your inner calmness. No matter what happens around the lake, wind, rain, movement of animals, the lake maintains its inherent calmness underneath the surface. And deep within you resides a wellspring of tranquility, untouched by the chaos of the world around you. Tune into this part of you with curiosity and compassion. Visualize yourself standing by the lake and see how its surface mirrors the sky above, reflecting the changing clouds and the shifting of light. Just as the lake accepts these changes without resistance, Allow yourself to accept the fluctuations of your own mind and emotions. When a pebble is thrown into the water and disturbs its surface, ripples form and spread out. But eventually, the evenness of the water returns itself to a calm state. Similarly, when faced with challenges, remind yourself that you, too, have the capacity to return to a state of calmness and balance. Now take a moment and bring to mind a personal disturbance that you've experienced, or maybe are experiencing now. Observe this disturbance as you would ripples on the lake. Initially, the disturbance may seem insurmountable and endless, but with the passage of time, it wanes and diminishes. After you recognize and allow this situation to solidify itself in front of you, in your mind, investigate its contents, noticing where in your body do you feel this disturbance, and what is the vulnerable message that it is trying to send to you. Acknowledge without judgment taking any action towards it. Simply wait and watch what arises. Remind yourself again that there is enough space here for everything and anything. And now that you've practiced steadying yourself by recognizing the disturbance, allowing the emotions to arise, and investigating its parts a bit further, to help you navigate your way around it, I invite you to silently repeat the phrase, steady and slow. It's okay to let go. Steady and slow. It's okay to let go. Use this phrase as a mantra to remind you to let go as you continue towards your journey to equanimity. And the more you do, the more you may notice the transient nature of this disturbance as your mind moves to other thoughts. Steady and slow. It's okay to let go. Now let these words or any other words you'd like to add echo throughout your heart, embodying their meaning until my voice rejoins you. Thank you. Now bring your attention back to your breath, feeling the gentle rise and fall of your chest and the security of the ground below you. I encourage you to practice equanimity throughout your day or your night, and as you do, remind yourself that equanimity instills peace within the heart. And it exists within you right from the start. So when you find yourself stuck, unable to grow, be steady, be slow, and simply let go. May your mind, body, and spirit be abundant with inner peace and balance today and every day. Until we meet again, my friend. Namaste.